The following presentation was recorded live at the River Worship Center in Warsaw, Indiana. We now join the message already in progress.
Those that are, the Lord is blessing, and those that are going through things, that we continue to lift them up in prayer, that they would be well, and those that would, that are watching tonight, that they would get something from the Word as they use this resource, that they couldn't be here either through work or they were too sick or something was going on that we don't know the reason sometimes, but the Lord knows. And so we just believe that the Lord's going to make a way. And for those that are sick right now, we're praying for you. We're believing as a church, we're believing for you that the Lord would move and heal from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Amen, church? And but we're glad you're here, that you're listening. We're glad that we get to meet. You know, it would have been easy to cancel service. It would have been easy to do different things. But, you know, we are hungry for the Word of God. No matter how I'm feeling or how others, the Word of God had to go forth tonight. And so you may hear me cough just a few times or different things, but all is well with the Lord and with a cough drop or two. Amen? So we'll get the Word presented and shown that you may be blessed today. And I pray that those who are watching would be blessed and encouraged and strengthened. And because I hope somebody got something out of Sunday. I'm hoping that it blessed somebody. We definitely planted seeds on Sunday. The Lord was moving. The Lord was here. As usual, sometimes I get a little too transparent. But you know what? No one can take away your testimony.
That's right.
They can argue. They can do what they want. They can criticize. People can debate the Word. They can debate different preachers. They can debate churches. But you know what? No one can take away what God has done for you.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, I'm grateful for that because I need something that I can hang on to through tough times. I need to have those. Remember the message I had about the Lord gave me, it's been several weeks ago now, about the 12 stones. You remember that? When God does something in your life. You know, oftentimes I'll go through trials, I'll go through stress, I'll have things on my life, you know, when things come on, all of us go through that, right? And I'll reflect in my prayer time. You know, I have different things I do, and I'm different than some people, and some people would question, but you know, I will look to the Lord as to what is going on in my life and what He's brought me through. And I will find encouragement, because it's easy to look at what the wind is blowing. If you look at what the wind is blowing too much, sooner or later you're going to drift off course and find yourself not walking on God's path. When He says, come, follow me, He says, come, get out of your boat, Peter. If we look at too much of what the wind's blowing, we'll find ourselves distracted and not walking in His perfect will. I want to walk in His perfect will in 2022. How about you? Amen? I've done the walking from one side to the other and look at what the wind's blowing and, oh, this is going on in the news and this is going on in my life and all these problems and then all the stuff comes on. And it's like, you know what? Some people are just going to have to learn to give it to the Lord. And I see it starting early in 2022 where you're going to see in the Scriptures and Proverbs about trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. The Lord will deal with us until we learn to submit to Him. Amen? I've seen it. He has a way of getting us in line with His perfect will. Yeah? I've seen it in my life where it's like I pray for others. I'm like, okay, I can see that God's doing a work. I hope you can see it. Because, you know, like I talked about on Sunday about spiritual blindness, sometimes it takes a little while for some to realize that God is working on them and they're actually on the potter's wheel to give it to Him and let Him drive. How many of you ever been there? You're like, well, I want to drive. God says, no, I'm going to drive whether you want me to drive or not. You can fight me for this steering wheel all you want, but it's going to be my way or no way. And the Lord will work on you until you submit to His way.
Right. Amen.
Amen? It's very simple, isn't it? But yet, it can be challenging when it's us. Right?
Yeah.
Amen. So, as we start, because we have a verse that was given to us for direction for 2022. And it, you know, it's pretty fitting already. It's already foreseen the issue. Will you apply it? And I've said this, and some people don't like this, but I've said this, that, and they kind of, you know, get a little twitch about them, where the Word of God will really have no effect on your life until you apply it to your life.
Amen.
Amen? And that's part of the trick of learning and growing in the Lord, because many people can quote Scripture far better than I can. Oh, there's so many people that know more about this Bible and can quote it more than I do, but wait till they have to apply it. Then let's see growth. Then we'll see when the rubber hits the road, when the Lord's working on you to apply this word that we're speaking, preaching, talking, then we'll see how you handle it. I think 2022 is already starting that way. Amen? Amen? So it's a good verse for us this year, because let's go to it. In Matthew 6 and 33. All of you there? Matthew 6 and 33. Those of you watching, hope you got your Bibles. Matthew 6 and 33, the verse for the river. This year, remember last year was Matthew 22, 37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? So we're expanding upon that. And it says, Word of God says, but seek first. You got your Bibles?
Yeah.
Yeah? But seek first. Right? Priority, isn't it? For 2022, the Word of God is already challenging us to set priorities in our life. Already. Week 3. What's your priority? What are you going to make priority? Right? Now, some things that we want to make priorities, how many of you know that it takes a little time for it to work things out?
Amen.
Right? So even though there's a challenge, even though there's things that the Lord's working on us to deal with, sometimes it doesn't just happen like that. But yet, as we get this verse, it's just like love the Lord your God with all your heart in 2021. The Lord worked on us all year with this, right? So it's possible that the Lord's already working on you and me, you watching by Facebook, you here, about the priorities that we seek in 2022. What is the most important thing to us, right? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So I read a little bit from the kingdom dynamics, because some of us are blessed with a Spirit-filled study Bible. And there's these little nuggets that help us, and it really helps me tremendously, of growing in the Lord when I'm trying to connect the dots. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You're just trying to get a better understanding of the word, so not so that you can preach at somebody else, but so that you can apply it to your own life, because that's where the power's at, is when you apply it to your life and not worry about everybody else's life. Right? You know, it's easy to preach at everybody else. Wait till the word of God gets in your grill. Wait till the word of God is in your life, and then watch what happens. You'll see, right? All of us have been on the potter's wheel. So let me read this to you and those that are watching. I think it'll bless you, because it says, pathway of miracles. It says, putting God's kingdom first is the first step on the pathway of God's miracles. You want to see a miracle in 2022? We got to be seeking first the kingdom. Right? It says, pathway of God's miracles, and you cannot walk on His pathway unless determining His will, purpose, and glory is your first priority as you pursue His call on your life. Remember, we talked about driven by eternity, about what does the Lord have you to do? What is your mission? What are you called to do? What is your purpose? we're not cookie cutter Christians, which means each one of us may have something different the Lord's having us to do. That's important, right? So it says, to do so, turn first to his word. So that's a priority in 2022. The daily fire. Right?
Yes,
turn first to his word. That's what it's not my opinion. This is what I'm just reading this out of another nugget. To turn first to his word. A little bit in the mornings, a little bit in the evenings. But if we're too busy to turn to his word, have we really prioritized what's most important for 2022? How can you get on his path if we can't allocate 10 minutes a day to read his word?
Right.
Right? Is it too much to ask for 10, 15 minutes of our day? That God gives us breath, he gives us clothes, he gives us blessing, he gives us the air we breathe, that we can't spend 10 minutes getting to know him? Right? It's not to condemn us, but it's really to prioritize and put things in perspective. It goes, you have a home, you have a job, you have, but I know so much of the Bible, I can't spend 10 minutes. Or I'm so busy. Well, maybe you need to relook at how busy you are in 2022 and say, you know what, something's got to go. Right? Because if we're going to get on his path, if we're going to be in his perfect will, we're going to have to be disciples, and disciples are ones who discipline our lives to get in line with his perfect will, not his permissive will. Right?
Amen.
Is that too hard? No? Okay, good. Because that will bless you if you can receive it. That'll bless you. If you got every excuse under the sun why you're too busy and you ain't got time for this, the Lord's going to work on you about getting your priorities in line with his way. Just come to know that in 2022. He'll work on you until you're like, okay, I give, Lord. But as a Christians, we should want to get in his word anyway.
Amen.
Right? If we're really Christians, we should want to get in his word. If we're really who we say we are, there should be fruit in our lives to show that we're Christians. If we're really Christians, there should be a desire. Now, I know that there's some that couldn't be here because they're sick, and that's not my point. My point is there are some that should be in church that call themselves Christians, but they don't want to be in his house. How can you want to spend eternity with him, but yet you can't spend a minute in his own house? You know what I'm saying? So I got to be careful on that because I don't want to upset someone, but you really have to look at the fruit, and we're going to get to that tonight about looking at the fruit and going, hey, is there fruit? People that call themselves Christians, but is there fruit? We're not here to judge, but we are ones to be fruit inspectors. It says, turn first to his word, which is the atmosphere in which you may understand his will. I think that's really important, to know the Lord's will. Recognize his way. I think that's important for 2022.
Amen.
To know his will, to know his way, and hear the voice of his spirit. I think that's also important in 2022. Because otherwise you're going to be doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, on your own path, and listening to the wrong voice in 2022. Right? If you're listening to the wrong voice, you can be saved all you want, but if you're listening to the wrong voice, you're going to go the wrong direction. If you're not in his word, you're going to miss these little small details that actually are really huge things. So secondly, it says, watch for the little things. The little things along the way, not in the great wind, the earthquake, or fire, but rather in the still, small voice. Now that's referencing 1 Kings chapter 19, 11 through 13. In other words, a lot of people want to look at what the wind's blowing. The loudest things in our life we pay attention to and miss the little small details. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's easy to focus on what the wind's blowing. It's easy to focus on the squeaky wheel. But do we allow ourselves time to get in our secret place and just be still and know that He's God? I think it's extremely important for the direction of your life, the ministry team, this church, about getting in line with His will. His will be done on earth as is in heaven. That we get in line with His path. That we get in line with His word. That we get in line with His voice. And we recognize His voice, because always, how will you know which way to go? The Word of God says that we will know His voice. Right? So, it also says, I just think this is fantastic myself. It jumps off the pages at me, because I'm seeking the Lord this year for direction. Well, if I'm seeking the Lord for direction, then I'm waiting for His voice. I'm getting in line with His word, and I'm waiting for His voice. Right? I'm waiting for, if He says jump, I'm going to jump. If He says go, I'm going to go. I got to get in line with His word, because if I don't, I'll question it, and I'll go, nah, that wasn't God. So you have to be sensitive to the small things. Amen? The Word of God, this says about the Word of God, it says, often it is the small, seemingly insignificant things or events that ultimately determine our destiny. Wow. You mean there's things that could be going on, the little things in our life that just bypass us and we pay no attention to? Yeah. You know, like those little things when we invite someone to church or we invite someone to a dinner, those little things in their life, they're missing out on another opportunity to come closer to Christ. They don't even see it, do they? You see, we were talking Sunday about spiritual blindness. How I didn't recognize, even though God was using fishing tournaments, something I loved, He came to me. People were used by Him. And He met with me where I was at. I wasn't seeking Him at all. But He used people to share the Word of God, that over time, so many people love to see instant gratification and growth. When you plant a seed planted does not pop up right now. That seed has got to get in that dirt and be surrounded in that dirt and be watered, and there's an amount of time that takes for things to grow. Amen? And those people, you know, I don't even know their names, but I'll see them again in heaven, because they had an influence on my life about sowing seeds as a sinner that took 5, 10, 15 years to develop. So don't give up on planting seeds. Amen. Don't grow weary in doing good, because it is so easy to get distracted and torn down if you have the mindset of instant gratification. If I say one word, I'm expecting everybody to get saved instantly. That would be wonderful. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see everybody come to the altar that was new and didn't know the Lord. Love to see it. But you know what? I know that it may take some time. Some people I've seen get saved in a worship service at the altar. The word wasn't even spoken, and they were singing. The anointing was so heavy that they literally got saved at the altar during praise and worship. Amen. I've seen it. Amen. The word didn't even have to be spoken, but the word was, through song, was spoken. Love to see everybody get saved the first time they hear. Repent and turn, so the time of refreshing may come. You think that would be enough to spur someone right then and there to salvation. I don't always see it. So it takes time, doesn't it? These people sowed seeds into my life that someday I'll see them in heaven, because they presented the word to me when I was fishing those tournaments. They presented the word to me that got in there, and through time, would they have liked to see me get saved at every time we met? Yeah, I'm sure they would have. And some people can't deal with that. They can't deal with the fact that it may take some time to grow some things. I don't know why. You would think as soon as you preach the word, everybody would get saved. But I'm just one that was blind, and now I see. And I see how God used people along the way that was in His will. I saw people that sacrificed, that made me dinners, that presented the word in faith, believing that they were someday going to see fruit. Changes your perspective, doesn't it? Because it can distract you and weigh on you if you're looking for that, and it doesn't always happen. There isn't always 300 people at church. You invite, and you don't see that instant deal, right? But these people, We seem to have some audio technical difficulties, but hopefully that you've got sound here now, and that you may be still blessed and continue on with the broadcast. Those are watching, not sure why that occurred, but we've had other issues already today. But so I'm going to keep ministering and hope that that gets resolved. But those people saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. So when I talk about I was blind but now I see, those people saw a blind man that they were trying to help and waited on me to have the Lord open up my eyes and hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, right? So praise God those people didn't give up. I'm here today because of their seeds. And God used other people to sow seeds and reconfirm the word and be there. But let me tell you, I went through struggle. I went through things in my life. I went through accidents. I went through blessing. The Lord blessed me as a sinner. The Lord healed me as a sinner. The Lord protected me as a sinner. The Lord knows the plans and the purpose He has for you. His love and His grace and His mercy to deliver us in hopes that we would repent and turn. God is the God of second chances. He's the God of many chances. But there is an end date. There is a time where some people, it's too late. That hourglass is turned over. But I hope that those that are listening, that they would repent and turn. That they would get to know the Lord quickly while they still have breath. I'm glad that I turned when I did. Amen? So in verse 34, the Bible says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I'm thinking that's a pretty important verse for 2022 also. How many of you were bogged down with worry in 2021? I know I was. The Lord had to work on me in this verse, and the Lord will work on us, but why do we worry? If we are in His will, and we are on His path, and we're hearing His voice, why should we ever worry? Now, if you're not doing His will, and you're not on His path, and you're not hearing His voice, and you're bouncing from one wave to the next, I could see why people would worry. But if you're doing what He says to do, then why worry? And then who put the worry on you? Well, the devil did. No, we do. Right here. Right? We put on worry. It's that coat you don't want to wear. Are you here? Why do we worry? What is it that we think will help our day if we worry? You can't gain a day by worry. You can't wring your hands enough to worry. We have to put our trust in the Lord, right? So maybe in 2022, God's working on us to let Him have it. Amen? If God's really got this, then why are we worrying? Why are we putting that weight on ourselves if we don't quite understand yet God's got this? Because I will worry, right? You may worry. But we've got to give it to God. So let's go to Scripture that talks about that, right? So go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. And when you're there, say amen. Are we still good? We've lost audio. Okay. That's unfortunate. So we're having some difficulties today. It's really, really unfortunate because I don't want you to miss out on this word because I believe you'd be blessed. But it's so unfortunate, the times we live in. Technology's wonderful when it works, huh? So aren't you glad you're in His house today? Because now you're not going to miss out on anything. Some people may miss out on this great word from the Word of God. Not from me, this man, not my opinion, but the Word of God. So when the Bible says, do not worry about tomorrow, the question is, will you get in line with His Word? Do you agree with Jesus? It says, don't worry. So if you worry, you have a problem. You've allowed something in your life or whatever the wind is blowing to attach itself to you or to me or to whoever, right? We basically said, I'm not trusting you, God, enough to get me through this situation, so I'm going to stress about it. Why? Right? Why worry? It's not going to do your blood pressure any good.
That's right.
Right? First Philippians says, cast all your cares onto Him, for He cares for you. So if we're going to agree with Jesus, the year of 2022 has to be a year we get rid of worry, if you're in His will, right?
Amen.
That's easier said than done, isn't it? Right? I can say that all you want, right? So now as the Lord works on each of us on the potter's wheel, we're going to have to get in this Word to confirm His way and His will and His voice to calm us down and to walk in His perfect will. Amen? So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, the Word of God says, I'm not saying this, the Word of God says this. Thus says the Lord. So you either receive this or you don't. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So if we're going to worry, then I'm going to ask you, are there things in your heart that God is working on you to give it to Him? And let Him have it. God's got this.
Amen.
If you're not walking in His will, then I can see why you're worrying. But if you're walking in His will, and you've done what He said to do, and you're faithful, and you're obedient to His Word. Now, if you've been disobedient, and you've got things going on, well, then you better get in line with His Word. But it says, trust in the Lord with how much of your heart?
All.
All. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Let's follow that up with not worrying. Oh, and now let's follow it up again with trust in the Lord with all of this heart. I made it my mission this year. Let things come. God's got this. Right? And it says, and lean not on your own understanding. This is where we get in trouble.
Yep.
Right here. Oh, I trust the Lord. I believe in Jesus. But then this thing right here gets in the way and says, I've got this. I've got to control this. I've got to take charge of this. I've got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. If plan A don't work, I got plan B. If plan C don't work, I got plan D. You know what all I'm doing is I'm regurgitating what I think I can do instead of His perfect will and how He can work things out like that far quicker than you and I can work things out. Right? Doesn't Pastor teach us that? Didn't he teach us that when we were looking for this place, that God's got this?
Yep.
Right? So why worry? If God's got this, let the chips fall where they may. Right? You're either going to trust Him or you're not. Right? Lean not on your own understanding. And in how much of your ways?
All.
Wow, there's that all word again, isn't it? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. So everything you put your mind to, every place you go this year, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your paths. How many of you want to be that person this year?
Hallelujah.
Amen? I don't want to do my way. I want to do His way. Right? You got sound? Okay, praise the Lord. He shall direct your paths. Right? So if you're going His way, and you know His will for your life, and you're on His path, and you're hearing His voice, and you've shut down the worry in your life, and you've trusted the Lord with all your heart, and you're not leaning on your own understanding, and you're being directed by where He's leading to you, wow, wouldn't that be an awesome way to go through 2022? Sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
Amen.
Amen? Now the key is you to apply that. There's where the work comes in. There's the potter's wheel. Are you ready to step on it? Right? I said, oh, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I'm going through. You're right. I don't. I have my own battles. I got my own things I'm going through right now. I got multiple levels right now that most of you don't even know about. But that's okay. So, through audio issues and different things already starting off, we've used up a lot of time already, but I'd like to take a little bit deeper tonight for just a couple minutes. You okay with that?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen? We're out and about anyway tonight. We might as well get in the Word and enjoy ourselves. And those that are listening, I hope they're blessed and encouraged to remind them that God's got this. Right? Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your understanding. Acknowledge His ways. Get in line with His word. Lean not on your own understanding. You know, as a planner, I'm going to tell you one of my problems is letting go of my own ideas, knowing that I can't control everything. I'm one that likes to make things happen. Okay? And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just got to allow God to be God and stop putting Him in a box. Because God can do instantly. Remember we talked about on Sunday in John chapter 9 about how Jesus healed a blind man. It's not very normal to spit on the ground and make some clay and put it on a guy's eyes and say, go wash. That's not too normal. I thought it was kind of interesting. There was a guy recently in the news, another pastor that had those same verses, but he got himself in a little trouble from Sunday. You see, you have to be careful how you present the Word of God. And you have to stay scripture with the Word of God. And if there's something wrong, then you need to repent and turn and ask for forgiveness and make things right. Because we want to present the Word of God truthfully and openly. Jesus didn't spit on the guy. He put it in the ground, right? And applied it to the guy's eyes. It wouldn't be good for me to spit on you, right? It's spit on my hands and then go touching people. But you know, that's why I'm real careful. I don't know all the ins and outs like some do. But I'm very careful if there's things not right or people, let's say if people are, they're very knowledgeable about the Word of God, but then they forbid the speaking of tongues. To me, that's a no-no. I can live with a lot of stuff, but if somebody does that, they can be the best scholar in the world, and all of a sudden, I've got a problem. Because if you're not going to acknowledge the Holy Ghost, and you're not going to acknowledge the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you're not going to acknowledge speaking in tongues as something for today, I don't care how much Bible knowledge they have, that ain't going to work with me. Now, some can be okay with that, but not me. You see, it's kind of like having a batch of brownies. Pastor's kind of told this story a few different times along the way for those that haven't heard it. If you have a batch of brownies, and the batch of brownies are okay, but then you find some dog poo in the brownies. Now, you can either pick through all the brownies to make sure you get it all out. Now, he tells this story a little different than I'm telling it, but I'm paraphrasing to my own. But if you found out that somehow there was some junk in those brownies, I'm not schooled enough and educated enough to find it all in the batch of brownies. You know what happens for me? The brownies go out. I don't take a chance at sorting through what's in the batch of brownies. So until I hear that person repent and turn, I don't go back to that batch of brownies. If I have somebody who's speaking to me and teaching to me about faith and healing and all the stuff and believing in the Word of God and lay hands on the sick, but they promote the jab and all the different things and all this stuff, we have a problem. Sorry, love me or hate me. If you're going to speak the Word, you got to live the Word.
Amen.
There's got to be fruit. You can't speak one thing and live a life contrary to what the Word of God says. When I hear them repent and turn, okay, then we can talk again. Right? The same way holds true with me. If somebody finds something I'm speaking incorrectly, I know that we have a pastor that will come to me and say, hey, I'm not so sure about this. Let's talk about this. Let's work this out. If I'm wrong, I'm going to repent. I'm going to tell you, like, hey, I misinterpreted the Word. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'll learn. Right? So there has to be something in 2022 of people that are being held accountable that says we must be in line with His Word and His will and what the Word of God says. And for those that say they're Christians, okay, and they're still living a life of adultery, they say, oh, I'm saved, I'm born again. Are you living in adultery? You got a problem. You see how I brought this in? There's many people that call themselves Christians, but they're living with someone else, and they're not married. It's fornication. Living in adultery. Married but sleeping with somebody else, and they call themselves Christians. That's not Bible. People get mad. There's people that are living in homosexual relationships that are deceived and confused. They don't like hearing it. I'm a Christian. Okay, you believe in Jesus, but you're not in line with His Word. You have a problem. I can't overlook that. I love you, right? There's great men of God that I know that I love, and I pray for them that they would repent, but there's something off in their teaching, right? There's people that say, I'm born again, I'm a believer, but won't come to His house at all. There's a problem. Do we love them? Yes. Do we care for them? Yes. But I want to ask you all and anybody at the sound of my voice, if you call yourself saved and a born-again Christian, where do you put your faith in and what is it based on? Because if all you can do is believe but have not turned from your evil doings and your sin, you're not born again.
That's right.
Is that preaching too hard? People don't like to hear that. They just say, oh, God's love and it's all good. I believe in Jesus. Well, yeah, the devil believes in Jesus, and he ain't getting to heaven. So I'm going to get a little preachy on you as I'm trying to teach. Because, you see, you can't have dog poo in your brownies.
That's right.
If you're going to be saved, you got to be saved. You got to repent and you got to turn. You've got to separate yourself, come out and be separate from that stuff and turn, and then we can work with that.
Amen.
Right? Can God heal you? Yes. Can God save you? Yes. Can God fix things in your life? Yes. But if you want to get to heaven, you've got to come out and be separate. Right? People don't like hearing that. Some probably, I just probably got some frowny faces and kicked me off already. But you've got to understand that the gate is narrow. The path is narrower in this year. About repent or perish. There must be fruit in our lives. We can't just claim the name of Jesus and then live any old way we want. There has to be a distinction and something that is birthed and changed on the inside that shows that there has been a change so that there's an effect on the outside. You don't get watermelons on an apple tree. You can't live in adultery and sin and fornication and homosexual and all these different things. You can love Jesus, but you need to turn from that. You can get help. We can help you with it. God love you? Yes. Absolutely. But you need set free from that. There's people we know that set free and they're like, well, I can't believe he's going down this road. I don't care. That's the word of God. I'm not mixing anything into good word. People have put their own lifestyles in this word of God trying to make it fit. And the word of God challenges our lifestyles to change and get that stuff out of the batch of brownies. Amen? So is there help? Can they be set free? Yes, absolutely. God loves them. But they're deceived, you see. They're spiritually blind. They call themselves Christians, but they're not living a life pleasing to Him nor in obedience to Him. There's a big difference between calling yourself saved and being obedient to His Word. Remember the blind man that Jesus put that on him? He said, go wash and come back. Part of 2022 is going to be whether we will be obedient to His Word or not. You can be saved all you want and be living in disobedience and things are not going to work out well for us. Amen? I can be saved, saved, serving the Lord, tithing, giving, feeding the poor. And if I'm not living in obedience, I got problems. You can call yourself saved all you want, but if you're going to be disobedient to the Word of God and the men and women of God, welcome to the potter's wheel, right? So is there hope? Absolutely there's hope, because I was blind and I didn't see it. I had a belief in Jesus, but I wasn't living for Jesus. I was in the meetings, but I wasn't living for Jesus. I was hearing His Word, but I wasn't living for Jesus. You see, I was blind, but now I see. I now see that there was something more than just hearing His Word. There's something more than just coming to church. There's something deeper, you see. Many people say, well, I believe in Jesus. Praise the Lord, that's a great start. Right? But one of the things that's really hit me in 2022 is that obedience to His Word is going to be critical. If we're not obedient to Him, we can pray and we can believe and we can speak things that are not as if they are. And if you're disobedient to what He wants done, God help you. I talked about a little bit when I was being a little too transparent probably. I talked about, and I was talking to brother before we went online, that man went and did what Jesus said, right? Right now, my wife and I are in the middle of a season of debt being eliminated. Gone. Okay? Oh, you must be making a lot more money. No. I'm actually making about 40 to 50% less than I was last year. How's that for you? How are you doing that? I'm not. God's doing it.
Amen.
God gets the glory.
Yes.
You're not worried about it? No. Debt being canceled. Debt cancellation already in 2022. Why? Because you got to be obedient to what he says to do. If you're obedient, you can be saved all you want. But if you're disobedient to his word and his way and that small still voice, welcome to the potter's wheel. Debt cancellation in 2022. How would you like to be there? Amen. If he's doing it for me, he can do it for you.
Amen.
Don't worry. Right? Amen? I hope that helps some of you, because that's part of my testimony. You're like, well, I don't hardly believe that. Well, you can believe what you want. I'm also hearing it's working on other people in the church already.
Amen.
There you go. Amen. I got two. Next week, I'm waiting for three, because somebody gets a hold of this. Right? If I leaned on this understanding, I'm like, how does that happen? You're making less money and you're still paying off debt? Yeah. I'm being obedient. God's doing it. I'll give him the glory.
Amen.
Right? So a little bit deeper. We need fruit, and then we're going to close. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 13, it talks about, it says, repent or perish. Are you there?
Amen.
Amen? Repent or perish. That's kind of a tough choice, isn't it? Well, that doesn't seem like much of an option for me. Is there an option three? Nope. Repent and live the abundant life. See fruit in your life. Get in obedience to his word, or perish. Well, that doesn't go over too well in a church, does it? You see, I'm not mixing any words. I'm not adding or taking away from the word of God. We have to be very careful about adding to the word of God or taking from the word of God, right?
Amen.
Doesn't the Bible talk about that the plagues that will come when you add to the word or you take away from the word? Repent or perish. There's nothing in the middle. Repent and turn so the time of refreshing may come.
Amen.
There's your two choices in 2022. Repent, see blessings, see a time of refreshing, or perish. And it's interesting, the teaching, because I've only got 9 more verses and then we'll call it for today. How's that? Are you good with that? There were present at the season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things?" Jesus said in verse 3, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? Verse 5 says, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." I'm running out of voice. I got a few more verses. "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you all likewise perish." It's a hard thing to hear, to think that there could be loved ones that we know that would perish in 2022 not knowing the Lord. It's rough for anybody to hear. And this won't be one of our best video and audio, I can already tell, for those listening and seeing our broadcast. This is not the quality of sound that I would like to have for those hearing a very powerful word. But like I said, it would have been easy to cancel tonight. But sometimes you got to press on and do what the Lord says, even when you may not want to. And the Lord rewards obedience even when you're not feeling the best. And he says, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of this vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let this alone this year also, until I dig around it and I fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down." So part of the study Bible says, the parable's immediate application is to Israel. The nation had failed to produce spiritual fruit. But God, somebody say, but God. But God gives people one more opportunity in their attitude towards Jesus. I talked about on Sunday how a man of God says, "Won't you come to me, come with me to church one time?" And it changed my life forever. And the people around me, it changed their lives forever. Those that would receive and those that would hear the word of God and see what God did in my life. For those, they get it, they see, they respond, and they saw how my eyes were opened. And let me tell you, God is the God of second chances. Because I've not always been perfect from that day one of going to the church. There's been places where I've worried. There's been places where I've stumbled. There's been things in my life, like each one of you that at the sound of my voice go through things, because we are people and we have a fallen nature. We have an Adamic nature that we have to remind our minds and our flesh and our spirit to be like Jesus. And we're all on that potter's wheel. But here, I think it's really eye-opening to me on this verses that I've, you know, pastor's given us the verse for this year. For me, these verses are jumping off the page at me. There's some that I've spent a lot of time trying to get to grow fruit. I've dug around. I've tried to fertilize. I've tried to water. I've tried to help. I've tried to dig up the hard ground and get to the root of the matter about what's bugging them on the inside. Why is there no change? Year after year, 1, 2, 3 years, and still no fruit. What is it that is the hindrance that is holding them back? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where you sow seed, but yet time after time you see no fruit. It's part of my mission this year that I'm going to see fruit. One way or another, I'm going to see fruit. I'm going to make changes in 2022 in line with His Word. I'm going to give some people another chance to show fruit, an opportunity in their attitude towards Jesus, about Jesus, with Jesus, around Jesus. It's time that there is fruit on this tree, on your tree. When you look in a mirror, do you see fruit? As a Christian, do you see fruit? Has God been knocking at your door for the last 3 years looking for fruit? Lord, give us one more year also. You see, there's some relationships that are going to get one more year also. They have 1 year, and then I'm going to pray again, go, Lord, do I give them another year? Do I keep digging? Do I keep pruning? Do I keep trying to get to the root of matter? Or is it time for some that I go, Lord, here, I'm done. I've done all I can do. Lord, it's in your hands. And let me tell you, already in 2022, that has happened. Because you and I can't wear ourselves out on people that won't receive. I know no one likes to hear that because we're supposed to be ones, and not to sound double-tongued, we do look for fruit and it takes a long time, but sometimes we do all we can do and give the rest to God. Right? Those people that planted seeds never saw me come to know Jesus Christ. They don't even know me. That was 20-some years ago. But someone came, some planted seeds and some water and some harvest. There are seeds that have been planted, but you got to get out there and get ready to harvest. The laborers are few, but the harvest is waiting. There's some that's planted seeds that all it's waiting on us to go. There's some that we've done everything we can, and they may go out of 2022 never knowing the Lord. But at least they know I've tried. All right? There's decisions I'm going to make in 2022 that are based on this very word. I'm looking for fruit. Some are going to say, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm looking for fruit. Some are going to say, are you sure you want to do this? The Lord's opened up a door for me because I'm looking for fruit. You see, time's getting short. It's time that we be ones that tell people the truth and not have any poo in the brownies. It's time, if we have to offend somebody and say, listen, living this lifestyle is not in accordance to God's word. Let them be offended. They need to know the truth. For some, it's positioning ourselves so that we can be blessed and be encouraged. Right? For some, it may be a time where we have to say, Lord, sick them. Boy, no one wants to hear that. But you know what? I can't drain myself and have no fruit left on my tree so that when you come to me in need, I can't help and bless you. Let me tell you, that wears out more ministries than you know. And if there's any pastors watching, they know, they're shaking their head going, yeah, where I poured out everything I've got in 2021 and they still might as well slapped you in the face. Will wear you out bigger than nothing. Just crush you. And sometimes you have to go, here, God, I've spent all I have. You do what needs to be done. You do what it takes to deal with these people. And then watch God do the work so that you can refill and recharge and you get rest, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
right? When you take people food and they cherry pick the food you brought them, will wear you out. When you bless people with vehicles and cars and things and they turn and they blaspheme and they put you down and don't appreciate, will wear you out. When the cares of this world are going on and you got no one there to support, will wear you out. When your eyes are on everything else except for the people that are closest to you, it will wear you out. Look for the little things. That's why I love the things about us in this church family and those that are watching that will join us again on Sunday, because I know maybe you're not working or you're out today. But the choice is really that simple. Repent or perish. It's time to grow fruit. If you don't see fruit in your life, evaluate your life. If I'm not seeing fruit in my life, see, this is a verse I'm taking at hand in 2022. If there's things that I'm not seeing fruit, some of it will be cut off in 2022. Right? Because I don't have time. You don't have time. Remember when, and I'm going to close. It's getting late. But you remember when I preached about that guy on the Titanic? You can look him up on the internet. Where he went to those, do you know the Lord? They're freezing in the water, and he only had so much time left. He only had so much breath left in his body. He only had so much strength left to finish his work. And there was only so much time left before those people perished. And he had to say, okay, he didn't have time to waste. There's some that I've invited to the Lord 20 plus times. God help them. Love them. I don't want to see them go out of 2022 and not know the Lord. But for some, it's in someone else's hands now. Because I don't have time. I can't be worn out. I've got other people that need to hear about Jesus. There's other people that claim to be Christians that are not living the righteous life that God's Word says. And praise God, I've gotten some of my voice back. Because it's important that people know the truth. Because the truth will set them free. They're living deceived lives. They're saying they're this, but they're not. They say they're praying, but they're not. They're saying they're in the Word, but they're not. They say they're a Christian, but they're living fornication. They're saying they're a Christian, but they're living in adultery. They say they believe, but they don't trust God in their finances. They don't trust God in this. You see, it's time to get in line with His Word in 2022. This may sound like a tough message or a tough teaching, but I believe it's an anointed message of God to get us to prioritize what's important and see fruit in the things that we do, because going through the motions does not work. It wears you out. And none of us have 150 years left. Right? There's a work for us to do, and it must have fruit. So even though the choice doesn't sound like much, but as we repent, if need be, and we become obedient to His Word, and we get in line with His Word, and we listen for that still small voice, and we seek first the kingdom of God, watch the fruit. I don't want another year to go by without seeing some fruit. I told you already, we're seeing debt cancellation. That's fruit. I'm seeing some relationships grow. That's fruit. I'm seeing some relationships getting ready to be cut off. If things don't change, some relationships are going to get cut off in 2022 because I just don't have time. That's a tough teaching, but it's a true word that says, listen, we got to be about Jesus. We don't have enough years left before Jesus comes back to be passive. There has to be a choice. I'm just sharing with you again my testimony of how this word is affecting me that says in 2022, there will be change. Change is imminent. One way or another, there's going to be change in 2022. I can assure you of it because I'm going to base everything on His will, His Word, His path. Is there fruit? Is there reciprocity? Is there blessing? Does it line up with His Word? Right? That's all easy to say as you take dominion in Jesus' name. See, sometimes you just got to take dominion about the things that annoy you. See what I'm saying? There's got to be fruit. So lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord in 2022. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Amen. Whoever believes on the Lord, whosoever calls upon the Lord, shall be saved. Amen. Plant seeds. Believe. Trust. Amen. Know that Jesus died for you and I's sins. He never sinned. I sinned. You sinned. We've all fallen short. But know this, when you have your eyes opened about what God wants and what God's looking for, and God's looking for fruit in 2022, He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on your door looking for fruit. Will he find fruit this year? I want him to find fruit on my tree. Amen. And the best way to have fruit is to get in his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Those of you who are watching, I pray that you stuck it through the patience of our audio challenges, and that you're still blessed and encouraged to know that this is the year to see fruit, to see harvest, to see provision, to see debt cancellation, to see blessings in your life. And those things that are not producing fruit, we need to evaluate. Allow God to have his way, because God is the blesser. Amen? He's the provider. He's the way maker. And I'm expecting those that are living according to his will and those that are living according to his word to see blessings overflow so much that it pours out and you just have to bless everyone around you. Amen? Be one that can give God glory in everything you do. You see, that's fruit. Get rid of the worry. Get rid of the stuff and bless the Lord. Remember where we ended up on Sunday? Bless the Lord at all times. Amen? Bless the Lord. Speak the word of God. Speak life, not doubt. Amen? Be encouraged and know this can be your year. Amen? I talked about on Sunday about salvation and having eyes opened because that's where it starts. Can God heal you? Yes. Can God do all? Yes. God can do whatever way he wants to. But let me tell you, there's a blessing when you turn to God and watch this year be that year. Proclaim the year. I'm proclaiming this year blessings in Jesus' name. How many of you are with me?
Amen.
Amen? I'm going to speak blessings however God wants to do it. Doesn't matter to me. He knows all. He knows the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. All I got to do is be obedient with his word. And I pray that this Sunday, you make it your choice, if possible, to be here and be encouraged in the word. Amen? And know that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to us here at the River, you can email us at study@riverwc.org. Again, that's email to study@riverwc.org. God bless you.